In January 2018, Zuckerberg published a post saying that people were spending too much time on Facebook, and that much of that time was being spent on meaningless content. Going forward, the algorithm would prioritize posts from friends and family, and reach for commercial pages would drop significantly. Almost every marketing friend I had seemed to collectively fall apart, feeling this was basically forcing everyone to buy ads. But what I was thinking about at the time was something else entirely. Facebook had finally acknowledged the truth it had always known, but refused to confront. For years, the algorithm had been designed to do one thing, and one thing only: keep you on the platform as long as possible. The result was that emotionally charged, sensational, easy to like, low quality content came to dominate the news feed. Users did spend more time there, but after scrolling through it all, they were left feeling empty, like they had wasted their time. Facebook's own internal research had found that passively consuming this kind of content actually reduced people's sense of well-being. A platform that makes people feel worse the more they use it is, in the long run, committing a kind of slow suicide. So, this was not an act of goodwill. It was an extraordinarily far-sighted business decision. And the core insight behind it is simple. Consumers are, first and foremost, human beings. If your brand survives purely on reach and traffic, if it holds no value that anyone would actively seek out on their own, then the moment the algorithm stops force-feeding it to people, you simply disappear. My own judgment was this: algorithms will change, but the human longing for genuine connection will not.